Original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzikit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But look.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Welcome to your show. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And welcome to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. For those folks that don't know what you're listening to, they're listening to the first time, they say we're the bridge. That's right. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. Hope you love the show tonight. We've got a great show for you tonight. But before we begin, let me introduce you to the players. We've got some players with us tonight. First, we've got two ladies, one to my right. Well, one part of the house, because we are calling from the homes. That's right. We're not in the studio. Only Chris Shaw is in the studio. I said, out and about. We're doing the show remote, part of us, anyway. To my right, as they say, my wife, co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn Golder?
I'm way to the right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this live remote broadcast on Sunday, April 19th, 2020. Glad to have you on board.
And to my left, about 60 miles away from us, in our little home there in College Park, I believe her name is Miss Sheila Old, otherwise known as Sheila Young. Sheila, are you there?
I am. I am so looking forward to us being able to be back together again. This is just, you know, but hey, it's all right. It's all good, and we can still get the show on, so life's good.
Yeah. What about Mother's
and
Day?
And don't forget, besides the two beautiful women co-hosting here, we have our gentleman friends, the boss, the hot sauce man, the one without the show can't begin. His name is Chris Shaw. He's the engineer. He's the producer. Chris Shaw, are you there, Chris Shaw? He's in the studio.
Don't tell anybody, but I'm right here misbehaving. That's what I'm doing. How you doing?
Okay. We're live from Orlando, Florida. They're in about Orlando, Florida. And let me tell you, folks, I'd love for you to call in. It'd be very nice to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that number for all those folks that don't know the phone number. 407-894-1680. I'd love you to call in. And one of the first questions I want to ask you, if you do call in, do you belong to AARP? And if you don't, you should. Great organization, AARP. When I turned 50, the first thing I did, after like looking around, I can't believe I'm 50, was to call AARP and join up right away. So they got a lot of great things besides doing wonderful things for everybody. Let me just tell you that right now, we use it all the time with restaurants, discounts. It's amazing how many discounts you can get different places with AARP. Absolutely. A phone number, 407-894-1680. That's to call the radio show. Let me say it again, 407-894-1680. Sheila Young, you have something to say to the folks out there?
Any shout-outs?
I do, actually. One of my officers and friends of the Greater Orlando was yesterday. Her name is Martha James. Happy birthday. Rachel Schroeder's birthday, who is another one of my dear friends. Her birthday is today. And Sherry Braun's grandsons, who are twins' birthday, is today. They are
the ones that live in Seattle. San Diego. They live in California.
Now.
Okay.
They're in Boston.
Now they're in Boston.
And wow. They're three. Do you believe that?
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, they are. So, anyway, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that is listening. You know, I mean, I know we're on a lot of conference calls now, and thank God we have that option to be able to still connect. So,
and happy birthday to everybody that Sheila mentioned.
I also, before we get any further, I want to get some prayers right away to Lynn and my relatives. These are first cousins that have that terrible virus. Just got it, and I'm hoping prayers that they pull through, please God. We're talking about Joel and Emily Platt. Please give us their prayers to everybody. What? And anybody who calls in, if you have any folks that's close to you, and if you want to say something, if you want to give out your prayers to somebody else, to call in. We give a shout out to them, folks that may. If you know somebody, I hope that God, you don't know anybody, but if you do know somebody, you should call in. We'll give a prayer for them.
And the only shout out I have is today is Dad's birthday. He would have been 98. Hard to believe. Hard to believe. April 19th.
Yeah. 20 year already. Yep.
Yes, it is.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-160. That's it. And if you have anything to say wherever you are, as far as what's doing in your neck of the woods, hope you got some toilet paper. If you don't know, if you got a lot of leaves, that's a joke for those people who are without toilet paper or getting close to toilet paper.
So, Michael?
Lynn can tell you where she got a lot. We got cases now of toilet paper. We've got so many cases, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, we have two cases.
She can tell you what she did. It's amazing.
I just waved my magic wand. I just wanted to tell people that we have, hopefully, a full schedule tonight. Dr. Andy Rosenfar will be calling him from Westfield, New Jersey. And if you have any light perception, you might be interested in an alternate therapy for vision restoration. And Dr. Rosenfar will take your questions. And then the second hour, we have our friend Elizabeth Kelly calling in from Best Bets Travel. And even though there isn't any travel right now, she still wants to talk to you and tell you what to look forward to. And also Todd LaFlame will be calling in to tell you about job opportunities in Orlando at the Lighthouse Works. So very exciting and a lot to talk about.
Plus well, soon enough,
right, Michael and Sheila?
Oh, yeah, we got some great trivia time. And yes, soon enough, folks, please, God, soon we'll be back to normal, hopefully, when this virus, this terrible virus, maybe we can beat it, hopefully soon. Some of us, Florida, the beach will be open soon, so all those want to go swimming again and go to the beaches.
Well, actually, the Jacksonville beaches are opened already, ready to go.
That's right.
So I'm waiting to see what.
I'm a little concerned about that. But
you and me both.
Yeah. Don't understand it. That's something that people could call in and tell us what they think. Because
But I want to hear some positive things. I want to hear what you're doing to get your mind off of it. You know, what is
hobbies,
life.
Yeah. Any hobbies that they're doing?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's legal for me to talk about over the airwaves, but you know, I know what I'm doing. That's why I'm married.
Well, I'm not.
I thought you're going crazy over there, Chris, with the girls.
Well, I had to think football, so I had to put everything in a football strategy for me to win.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Well, you know, what are the sports fanatics doing right now? There's no
nothing.
Baseball.
Going crazy.
No,
going crazy.
No,
I'm one of them.
I throw you in on that.
I'm one of them going crazy.
We losing our minds. I'm being honest with you. We doing everything we can think of.
You know what Liz says to me every night? So what? Why don't you do something? Why don't you go do something? I said, what do you want me to do? Go find a job. Go do something, she tells me every night. Because I always listen to the sports. And now I can't listen to the sports. So.
Go read. You know what
the big thing is in this house? If she gets mad at me. If I go around now and say, Lynn, where are you? Lynn, where are you? And I find her. I say, well, Lynn, what are you doing? She says, I always have to tell you what I'm doing. I said, yeah, I can't see. Like, I want to know what you're doing.
Well,
after a while, she gets bugged at me. She says to me, you know, go get lost. Go find something to do.
Read a book,
that's what
Michael. You have what? Books. You have books. Read.
That's
books.
Right.
Okay.
Get a book. Get a All book. Right. Chris, we're going to break on that note.
Yep. We got our guest caller on the phone line ready to go. So.
Oh, good. Wonderful. All righty.
Okay. Listen, folks. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We do have a lot more coming up. Don't go away. Yeah. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Hey, listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do. If you have a finger and you can use it, I certainly hope you can do it. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up, Lynn.
Okie dokie. Well, this is nice. We'd like to welcome back Dr. Andy Rosenfarb from Westfield, New Jersey.
And Dr. Rosenfarb has a practice called AcuVision Therapy, and he's an expert in acupuncture for vision restoration. Hello, and welcome back, Dr. Rosenfarb.
Thank you, Lynn. Thank you. How are you this evening?
We're doing. We're fine.
We're doing. That's great.
We're all at home. You're at home. Sheila.
Yes,
Sheila's on the other line.
It's kind of going like that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So,
Dr. Rosenfarb, yeah, I would like to bring up to let the people know that 80% of your practice is about eyes. Because as you know and I know, there's a lot of folks doing acupuncture, but they're not an expert in eyes like yourself. I'd like to bring that up, and also that you did a lot of your learning your expertise about acupuncture in China. Am I right so far, or am I wrong?
That's correct. Acupuncture, like every other system of medicine, has some specialties. So that's one of my specialties, obviously dealing with progressive vision loss conditions like macular degeneration, RP, glaucoma, so on and so forth. So, yeah, not all acupuncturists will specialize in vision, but that's something that we do. And as you said, I did extra training in China, postgraduate treatment. So, yeah, it was an amazing experience getting over there and working with the doctors inside the hospitals of the ophthalmic facilities over there.
Can I say that a lot of the patients that you work with are visually impaired, and you help them to get better eyesight doing your acupuncture. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, approximately 85 to 90% of our patients that are qualified and that we accept into care will see measurable improvement. So we'll do vision testing before they start. We also encourage patients to get their vision testing done by their doctor. And then we'll run through a series of treatment over 10 days, and then we will redo treatment. Through testing, after the treatment, and we could see measurable improvement within that time.
I always say, I think that you'll agree with me, I think so. Anyway, let's see if you do agree with me, that you can have zero visibility, or you can have sighted, which would be 10. I myself are probably at a 3. There's a lot of my friends are at 1 because they have light perception. So if you work with somebody as a patient, they can go from 1 maybe to a 5, or maybe 1 to a 3. Would you say that's correct,
absolutely,
or that's false?
Absolutely. And it has to do with waking up the dormant cells. So a lot of the cells, they lose, because of the lack of blood flow, they're deprived of oxygen and nutrients and all the essentials that the cells need to function. So when we do the acupuncture, one of the biggest things we do is we're stimulating the nerves, but we're also increasing the blood flow. So when you increase the blood flow, you get more oxygen to the cells. When you have oxygen to the cells, they wake up and they start functioning better. So there are some cells that are going to be dead, and we really can't do too much about that. But the cells that are dormant or sleeping, we can wake up, and that's where we see the biggest improvement.
Is it true that I heard about you that I guess you'd say I was doing a little bragging, but I understand that you've got patients that came from all over, from Australia, all over the world, that come to you to New Jersey to because they really want to work with you. Am I right, or am I heard that wrong?
It's amazing. People are committed. You know, there's not too much out there. Most conventional biomedicine is, you know, there's not too much. There's no drug or no surgery for a lot of these neurodegenerative conditions. So it's amazing how many people are advocating and really taking control of their own vision. You know, they're just willing to do whatever it takes to try to recover whatever vision they have, slow the process, and recover vision for a lot of cases. So as you know, freedom, independence, it's pretty scary for a lot of people. So this is a way to put power back in people's decision-making process and let them know that there's actually something they can do, and they can actually do have some control and some say over this situation.
Doctor,
when we went up, Lynn.
It's Sheila.
No, that wasn't me, Michael.
Oh.
Go ahead, Sheila.
We've talked before, and I have RP. And my question, I have a couple questions, actually. One, if someone I'm old, you know. I'm not a young kid.
Uh-huh.
Is
Is that a factor that people need to think about? And insurance. How do we find out if our insurance would cover this? And because I'm very interested in this. I really am, because mm-hmm. I have light perception. I don't know how much I would be able to get back, but any mm-hmm. little bit would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, how would we know that, and how are you dealing with it now through all of this shutdown?
Those are great questions. So that's about 4 points, unless I missed something. So the first thing is, you know,
one of
when
them
I first
was mine,
started,
Sheila, so you asked my question, so I'm glad.
It's awesome.
Oh,
so
and
I love the question.
That so, if they have any questions for the doctor, to call in
407-894-1680.
Sure.
Thank you, Sheila. So let me get to your question,
I'm sorry,
Sheila.
Doctor.
So age, you'd really think, and early on when I started doing this, I really thought age would have something to do with it. But surprisingly, it doesn't. There's patients who I would have expected to, you know, not do so well. It's not even only age. People with other health conditions, maybe they're diabetic, or maybe they have, you know, antihypertensives, or they got other health issues going on. It just seems to be responsive regardless. The only cases I would see maybe it's a little bit impaired is when people are on immune suppressants. Sometimes I've had some patients, a couple of rare cases where patients were on immune suppressant medication. Those cases were a little bit harder to respond. Of course, if they're dealing with a little bit more, you know, systemic, complex health situations going on. In terms of insurance, everybody has to check with their own insurance. Some's going to cover acupuncture, some isn't. A lot of people ask about Medicare and Medicaid. Right now, it does not cover acupuncture, so the secondaries are picking it up sometimes. Third question is, right now we are open on a very limited, we're practicing PPE with patients, masks and everything like that. We have kind of a reduced schedule going on right now, but we also implemented a couple of weeks ago telemedicine. So we understand that it's not, especially right now with COVID, there are people who do want to get started. They're concerned about traveling. They're concerned about their health and safety. So what we're offering now is Acuvision Telehealth, where patients can call in and get started, tell me about their situation, what's going on, and I can make some supplement recommendations and diet recommendations and just do something to kind of get the ball rolling. So that's something that we implemented a couple of weeks ago, and we're having tremendous success with it. It's a lot of fun, too. I love kind of connecting with people. We're going on like a Zoom call, recording the call, and people get to keep those, you know, take notes, and it's a lot of fun, and it's very educational, and it's very well received right now. So that's, is there anything else I missed?
So if I wanted to call you tomorrow.
Yeah.
And have an interview, how would mm-hmm. How would that happen? Would it be via Zoom? Because we do have a lot of seniors in this whole mm-hmm. country that do
yeah.
not know how to use a computer and don't know how to do Zoom. So
yeah.
how would they do that?
In those cases, we do telephone calls. So if people, we give people options. We prefer Zoom because I actually like to look at people and talk to them. If that's not possible, there's like, you know, what we call technically challenged, which I certainly am myself sometimes. We could just do a simple phone call, you know, just hop on a phone call and just review everything. I've done a few people already because they're intimidated with the computer and, you know, checking emails and stuff like that. Some people have, you know, spouses or kids or, you know, friends who are helping them out. So we've had that go on. But, yeah, there's, you know, there's a lot of ways to do that, and telephone call works just as well.
Okay. Well, you know, you may be hearing from me this week because I really I'm very interested in this because I have a 4-year-old grandson and a granddaughter going to be born in August. So it would be so
congratulations.
Cool if I could just see their face. So that would be awesome.
I hear you. I get it. I really get it.
So, Dr. Roosevelt, if you could, Dr. Roosevelt, if you could tell us a little more, so I would appreciate it, because a lot of people out there would like to learn. They're nervous, and they would like to know more about it. They're questioning the whole thing. Is this real? Can this be possible? Can someone help me really to be able to see again? Is this a joke? Is this real? That's what we're talking about right now, that this is all real.
Is it real? Right, because people are told by their primary physicians, their eye care specialists, or their retinal specialist, glaucoma specialist, that there's no treatment. And that is a truth to the extent that they don't have any surgeries right now for things like RP or dry macular degeneration. There's no conventional treatment, meaning there's no drug or no surgery. That doesn't mean that therapies like acupuncture, therapies like nutrition, diet, we use laser acupuncture, we have needle-free techniques, things like microcurrent stimulation, eye exercises. There's so much beyond the spectrum of drugs and surgery that can be beneficial. So once you understand the mechanism of how it works, it's not so magical and it's not so freakish. You know, people just, how does this like magical stuff work? So what I did do is for anybody who's interested in learning more, people can go to my YouTube channel. It's Dr. Andy Rosenbarb, and I've recorded some of my patient lectures and a lot of our case studies so you could hear from patients firsthand about their experiences and just learn more about me and what I do, you know, and then getting the information that you need to satisfy your curiosity, make a decision if it's something that is a fit for you. And if people have questions, we're welcome to answer them and get on the phone or talk through email or whatever the best way to communicate with people is.
Folks out there listening to Dr. Ozarb, you want to ask any questions, now's the time to do it. 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680 if you'd like to talk to Dr. Rosenbaum now.
Doctor, what is the youngest patient that you have treated?
That's such a great question. So there are young kids that start. I will usually start with kids around 4 or 5 years old. I do have kids come in who have like Stargardt's or they have Usher syndrome or they have RP. Those are probably the most common conditions I see. Sometimes I work with kids with lazy eye as well. They'll start to kind of have an eye that kind of wanders out. So we will do some vision therapy with them too. But to answer your question, it's around 4, 5, 6. It really depends on the kid, you know, and just how, like, if they can kind of sit. Usually kids are a little bit of faster treatment. We usually don't do needles with kids. The really young ones, we do needle-free acupuncture. And again, just to stimulate the blood flow to the optic nerve, to the retina, to the visual cortex, and just help with some eye exercise and get them on some general nutrition that'll help support the retina and the photoreceptors, the rods and the cones.
So, okay, to follow that up, what's the oldest patient you ever had?
104.
Wow.
Yeah, 4 to 104. That's my range.
Dr. Rosenbaum, we have several listeners that I know of that have Leber congenital amaurosis. Do you treat that also?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. There's all different variations of RP and just the whole spectrum of retinal diseases and optic nerve diseases. It's just, you know, I've seen a lot, you know, a lot of different conditions. And they respond really well. The only ones that can be kind of tricky are people who have traumatic injury or multiple surgeries. Like sometimes I get patients in who've had like, you know, a dozen or, you know, up to like 15 or 16 glaucoma surgeries or something like that. Or they had, God forbid, got an auto accident or there was like an injury to the eye. So if there's that level of physical trauma, those are tougher cases. We usually get about 50-50 results with that. But the neurodegenerative cases, you know, as long as they're, you know, there's still light perception left, we get really, really good results in most cases.
Sheila and Michael, I think you'll agree that Dr. Rosenbaum presented a very welcoming offer. People can just, you know, we just broke the ice. People can just call.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, say hello and find out a little information without being intimidated.
You know, we're approachable. People have questions. You know, this is new. It's a whole new thing. You know, people have been told for decades that there's nothing that's available to them. So we want to make, you know, create space for people to ask questions and, you know, feel comfortable with the process before making a decision. Again, it's not for everybody, but for those who it's right for, we encourage people. That's why we put the information on the website. We have our YouTube and we're doing things like this. We want to, you know, get the right people who are interested to ask questions so they can do what they can to preserve their vision, and even, like we said, try to recover some.
Dr. Rosenbaum, am I right or am I wrong? Aren't you giving a special discount if somebody calls in and says, Blind and Beyond Radio Show? I think you said something about
give me some kind of discount at one time.
We did. 10% off to anybody who calls in. That includes...
There you go. If you say Blind and Beyond Radio Show, if you call in...
Yep, that includes the
telehealth. If you heard... Okay. You get 10% off if you say Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yep.
And the website you would like them to go to is AccuVisionTherapy.com?
AccuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Okay. AccuVisionAcupuncture.com, and that's on our website.
Yep.
And don't forget to say you heard on Blind and Beyond Radio Show to get your 10% discount.
Well, if
that's
if
right.
I come
and they can go to the YouTube, too, learn more about that.
The summer.
Say again.
Hear what you said, Doctor?
Say again.
He didn't hear you.
I said, if I come up to see you, it's going to be in the summer because I'm not coming to New Jersey in the winter.
Oh, yeah. I don't blame you. Summer's a great time. July, August,
my family's
even
from
September
New Jersey,
is beautiful.
So, no,
here.
I'm not coming in the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
All righty.
Well, thank you for calling in, Dr. Rosenbaum.
Oh, my pleasure. So great talking with you guys again and your listeners. I appreciate you having
okay.
me on.
Thank you.
Stay safe.
Be
take
well
care, guys.
And stay,
stay safe.
Safe.
Yeah,
stay well.
Well. Take care, everybody. Have a great night.
You too, Doctor. Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Just so everybody knows, all the information's on our website. Just look at the advertiser page and look up AccuVision. Click on it, and you'll go right to Dr. Rosenbaum's website.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We're going to come back with trivia. Don't go away. We'll be right back with trivia. Stay tuned for Blimey on Radio Show.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer. Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games, presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Oh, I think we're live.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. We're back. Okay. Loud and clear. We're back. We're back from Orlando, Florida. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you'd like to call in, which I hope you certainly can do, if you got a finger, you can dial the phone number, 407-894-1680. I'm talking about dialing the phone like you did maybe 50 years ago. You know, return. You don't know what I'm talking about. Now it's push buttons. Back then it was, you have to put the phone all the way around.
No, that was Michael, a dial. You can actually just talk. You can tell your phone to call somebody.
Oh, now you can tell you somebody to call somebody. Okay. Anyway, folks, you're listening to the Blind Beyond radio show. By the way, if you miss any part of this radio show, you can go to our website. That's right. It's all there. Over 200 shows are there on our website. The minute the show's over, not the minute, but a couple hours later, we archive all the shows. And you go see what's doing on our website. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to write to me, just write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, we have the dynamic duo on the phone right now, calling from Canada and West Palm Beach, Florida. Are you, dynamic duo, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we certainly are.
There you go, Christine and Louise and Harriet and who else also on the line?
Hi, girls.
Hey, girls.
Hey, how are you doing?
How's everybody?
Hello? Hey there.
We're doing good. We just wanted to say what we're doing but doing quarantine. Well, if I told you what I was doing in quarantine, you'd laugh your heads off.
Yeah.
I'm teaching Christine how to use the Mac.
That's right.
How do you what?
Come again, Mike?
What are you saying? How do you what?
How to use a Mac.
How to use a Mac Apple computer.
Oh, how to use a Mac, as in computers. Well, that's a good constructive activity.
Oh, yeah. We weren't able to do it before. I just got the computer, and it just came right before the quarantine started. And Carrie said, you know, if we're going to be quarantined, we might as well take advantage of it.
Right. Now you have time to concentrate on it.
Yeah, we have time. Yeah, and she's a good teacher, folks.
I got a great student here, folks. Really good. I have
good thing. Good thing you have unlimited minutes. Good thing you have unlimited minutes.
We do.
We do.
We both do, because believe me, without that, oh, we'd be dead.
Yes.
But why do you like using a Mac, girls, ladies? Why do you like using a Mac?
I'm finding it more user friendly and. You don't have to pay for JAWS small upgrades, and Windows is becoming less and less accessible.
It's still good, but we like it better, at least I do, because I find that if you teach somebody the concept of the Mac, you know, they're basically the same across all the upgrades, and, you know, the VoiceOver and the Mac doesn't change quite as much. It's still, PC is still good, I'm not going to knock it. But I find it easier to teach in a lot of ways. So,
well, thank you.
Hey,
for
wait,
calling.
Question.
We're going to go to trivia now.
Was that the Canadian bell ringing in the background?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, that was my cell phone.
Oh, I got real excited. I was like, "Yo, we heard the Canadian bell on radio. Let's get it."
That ain't no Canadian bell, y'all.
All right, we better go to trivia before we go.
Trivia time. Phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680.
1-6-8-0, that's the call-in number. Listen, who's singing this song? 407-894-1-6-8-0. Who's singing this song?
I know we have another caller on the phone line coming right in. I believe it's a new caller from Lake Placid, Florida. But right now, here's your trivia.
Is this Sheila's song? No.
Nope.
Your song, Michael.
Get the
backwards.
I'm not the kind that used to be to a fool. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken hearts need repair, I'm the man to see. Hey guys, we're saying that's enough. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I said it nice and slow. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Okay, in the meantime, let's hear from that new caller from Lake Placid, Florida. He said Lake Placid, Florida. Never heard of it.
Yes, sir. I'm retired.
Where is Lake Placid? Come on.
It's just south of Sebring.
You're south of Sebring?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
And
I
what's
came
your first
Sebring
name, caller?
When I was 10 years old to go into the Methodist youth camp.
So, what's your first name, caller?
First name is Bill.
Bill, a pleasure, yes, Bill. Sir. Thanks for calling the radio show. Pleasure to hear from you.
Well, reason I'm calling, I am a blind broadcast engineer.
I thought that was Bill, Michael.
We spoke to you years
it
ago when you
were
on the call. Yeah, we spoke to you years
South
ago.
Florida.
We spoke. Yeah.
Well, it must have been
How
when
are
I
you,
first
Bill?
Moved up here. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
And I'm still.
And you were an engineer at
AI,
I think.
Yeah, I'm still doing my original job at the AM in Homestead.
Great.
I can do. Yeah, I do most of it by phone, but if I have to, I run down there. And it's run by a huge church, El Rey Jesus Church. So.
Ask you a question, Bill. Do you belong to AARP?
I don't think so. I've never thought of it.
You're kidding. How could you not? AARP is a great organization. If you're over 40,
so
you're over 50, you're over 50?
I'm 73.
You're over 50? Oh, you definitely should belong to AARP. It's a great organization. And if you ever go anywhere, you go to Denny's, you go to any restaurant, they give you discounts. They give you a lot of things. If you ever go to a hotel, they give you discounts. Everywhere you go to get discounts, it doesn't cost you much to belong.
I think it's
well,
like
you know,
$12
I may already
a year
be, and
like
I just don't know
I think it's $16
too, you know?
A year, something like that.
Yeah.
Why?
It could be that I'm already a member, but I don't know it.
Well, you should check it out and see if you belong to AARP. Because
well, Michael, what they do is they go through our website and click on AARP, and it goes right to this page.
Yeah, my niece helps me with all my stuff, so... Mm-hmm. I'll check into that, but you guys have a great show. And
well,
thank
you
so much.
It's so nice.
This is totally awesome.
What made
you decide
to call tonight, Bill?
Is this the first time to listen? Is this the first show you've listened?
I don't know. I might have called you when I first came up here. I left Homestead a couple of years ago.
Is this the first show you've listened to? Is this the first show you listened to?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, then keep on listening.
Oh, you got it. I'm just here to say, though, if you eat right and live right and take care of yourself, you can live a very long time. And
well, that's great.
My aunts and uncles and my parents, they all died way before they should have. And it was just the hell raising, drinking, and smoking that did it. You know, you got to stay away from that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bad stuff.
Well,
hey,
thank you.
You guys
thank
have
you,
a
Bill,
great
for calling
show,
in.
And I appreciate so much what you're doing.
Well
thank
you.
You
so much, Bill.
You be
thank
well
you for calling
call in again.
Yeah,
maybe
I just forgot that
again.
I had called you. Yeah, I forgot.
You.
I called you when I first came up here. You guys are
well,
awesome.
Thank you
be
calling.
Safe.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in.
Care,
appreciate
Bill.
It. Thank you.
Thanks
you
so
it.
Much. Be well.
Keep on listening. Hey, Chris, anybody calling in?
Yes, sir. We're going to go to the phone lines right now and take a journey all the way down to Delray Beach, Florida. And talk with our good friend, my man, Howie. Howie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How's everyone there?
How do I know Howie would not? Hey, Howie, have you called in the last 30 days?
Nope, I wait. My question
is,
because I know when it comes to these oldies, you know you're old. Yeah, you know you're oldies. I know Howie knows his oldies.
He marks it down in his calendar. Okay, cool.
He knows his oldies. All right, who was singing that song? Who was singing that song?
Jimmy
Jones is correct. Jimmy Jones. Andy Man.
That's right.
His other big hit.
Oh, I know it too.
Yep.
Oh. God, I know it. Don't tell me.
All right.
Oh.
James Taylor did a cover.
No, I'm drawing a
good
blank.
Timing.
No,
good timing.
Don't tell me.
Good timing.
What is it?
Good timing.
Good
time. I won't sing it, but it's a little bit.
I know the song. Good time. Good time.
All right.
Yeah.
By the way, let me tell you. AARP,
thank you. Just won a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway.
Michael,
you just won yourself $10 to get Subway.
I want to tell you something, Michael.
What?
Howie wanted to tell you something.
Listen now, Howie. What do you got to say? What?
AARP is a wonderful organization. We've been members, my wife and I, for many, many years. It's a great organization. I recommend it highly.
There you go. Howie recommends AARP. We do, too. Absolutely. I'm so happy
right.
that AARP is sponsoring our radio show. It's great. Love it.
Love
Thank
it,
you,
man.
Howie, for
okay.
calling
Thanks,
in.
Michael.
Appreciate
okay.
it.
Be well. Be well. Stay well.
You too.
All right, so let's take
a
journey.
Give me your name. Hey, did you get his name and address?
Let's take it. I'll get it. Howie, hold on, all right?
Okay.
Let's take a journey up to, let's take a little bit closer coming over this way. Let's go over to Boca Raton and talk with our good friend Nigel. Nigel, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
All
hey,
in.
Nigel. How you
Hi,
doing,
Nigel?
Nigel?
Man, doing great. Doing great. Thank you very much. Everything is fine. Everything was received and all is well. You got my email?
Good. And we're looking forward to being on the show next week, Nigel.
Indeed, yeah. And I wanted to report that my friend Roger, for whom I requested prayer last week, is doing better.
Wonderful.
I just heard today that while he's still on a ventilator, they've removed sedation. He's been able to sit up for the first time without, on his own, without assistance.
But your prayers
great.
Work.
So they may be able to remove the ventilator tomorrow.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So there are people pulling through this thing who contract.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Nigel, for calling in. We'll see you next week. And stay
indeed.
Well.
Indeed. And thank you guys again very, very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good night, Nigel.
Good night. God bless.
Leave it to Howie. Howie from down there in South Florida. He always gets those oldies. We're going to go to break?
Great.
Probably 1 minute. Hey, Chris. Chris, you listening?
Hey, maybe.
Chris, you there? Chris Shaw. I guess he's not there. All right, we're going to go to break. Stay tuned
well,
for Blondie.
We're going to go to break without Chris. And I'm busy letting the dogs in and out like a doorman
I hear
here.
It. I hear it.
A
I hear
woman.
It.
One at a time, they go out.
The I hear it.
Here. All righty.
Okay, we're going to break. Are we going to break? Chris.
Probably taking Howie's address.
Okay,
hey, Chris.
I'm back. Yes, sir. How you doing? I heard you calling my name. I was on the other line talking.
We're going to have a break, but listen, when you get a chance to pull up that, not trivia, I want to hear myself a little bit about Good Time by Jimmy Jones that he's talking.
Oh, dear Lord.
I want to hear it later. Just maybe 15, 20 seconds of it. I want to hear that song.
Tell your Miss A to play it, okay? You can hear the whole thing.
Miss A? Who's Miss A?
Your other girlfriend that you got.
A?
Yeah, we call her
Alexa.
Alexa.
Yeah, I can't say it.
I thought Alexa starts with an E.
I don't know what it starts with, but if you say Lady A,
Alexa.
But
could be I-L-S-O-D-L. Okay, Alexa.
If you say the word, it activates it.
Yeah, right, watch this.
We're gonna go to
you
break.
Go, wait. You're gonna get everybody discombobulated by saying the name already because their phone. A lot of people listen from their devices, and their devices call, "Hey Alexa," and then it
exactly.
just beam, and then they're gonna be like, "Would you stop that?" So, like,
Michael, I was wrong. We have 4 minutes to the top of the hour.
Yeah, Mike, you're way ahead of the schedule, Mike. That's 2 weeks in a row, Mike.
No, that was my fault.
No, it's her fault. She tells me. I can't tell the time.
So, Sheila.
I'm listening to a sighted woman on the phone, and she's telling me, a sighted woman telling me we're going to go break. I'm listening
to her. I didn't have my glasses on. That's my
fault. That's what happens when you're blind. You listen to a sighted woman who doesn't know how to tell time. What can I tell you? A blind man listens to a sighted woman who can't tell time.
What, Sheila?
Yes, ma'am. You said my name.
I did. Do you have any PSAs or ASPs or...
I have got so much that you don't have time for all of them.
Well, start rolling in some of them. Sit them out.
All right. I will try to do one or two before we go break.
All right.
One of them is for all of those of us that are waiting to see if we're going to get a stimulus check.
Right.
If you go to irs.gov/coronavirus, you're going to have to put in some information like your social security number, your birth date, your address, your zip code. Then it goes to the next page, and it could say we don't have correct information on you, because if some of you have paid, or if you get a paper check, if you're lucky enough to get a refund, then chances are you're going to get this stimulus check and a paper check as well, and chances are that's going to take longer than if it's direct deposited. There is a way to go in there and say, okay, I want it put into my bank account, and they can direct deposit it. So once you enter everything, it's going to say, okay, we've got all your information, you're good to go, basically. So couple days later, go in to the same thing, and I think it says, get my money, or I can't remember the
exact. Get my payment.
Get my payment or something like that, yeah. And if you go to irs.gov/coronavirus, there is a link there that says get my payment, and it's going to...
I'm looking at it while you're talking, Sheila.
It's going to tell you you're registered, you're eligible, but we don't have your payment information yet. So
you click on access and get my payment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or payment status. I guess access and get my payment.
Yeah, if you've already gone on...
Mm-hmm.
And already registered your information, then you ought to be able in a couple of days to go back in. And I went back in, and it said, we don't have your payment information available yet, but you're registered and you're eligible. So it's taking them a while, because I'm sure that they're not working in the office, or if they are, they're very...
There can't be many people ahead of you, Sheila. There can't be many people ahead of you.
Well, there's a lot of people ahead of me.
Wow.
Only about 20 million, right?
Yeah, or more. And, you know, a lot... I think I heard that it's based on your income, so the lower income you are, the quicker you're probably going to get the stimulus check. So I don't know if that's true or not. That's just what I heard, because I know my niece got hers, and I know other people have gotten theirs. So, you know, so let's just hope. And if you do get Social Security, you don't have to do anything. And if you do get SSI or SSDI, you don't have to do anything, because they've got all your information already. You can
Sheila, excuse me, one of the things I read in your email was that people were calling ACB, a lot of people were calling because they thought that they were going to have to pay taxes on the stimulus payment, but that's not true.
No.
And it would not affect their disability at all.
No, it doesn't affect anything.
This is not a taxable money. This is just a check. So
it's a gift.
You can call it a gift, call it whatever you want, but... No, there is no tax taken out of it, and there is no addition to your income.
Now we're going to break.
Thank you.
Now we're going to break. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond Radio. She'll be back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away.